I was concerned this might be buying for.
Ask one more time.
Councillor Askew, are you ready to begin?
Yeah.
Schultz?
Yes.
Councillor Knight? Sharon's ready? Mm-hmm. Bring City Council meeting to order on Wednesday, February 8th at 6:30 p.m. for a City Council work session special meeting. And we will begin with a roll call, please.
Morgan here.
Richard here.
Potter here.
Adine here.
Askew here.
Thank you. And we'll go ahead and start with Mr. Schultz.
Thank you, Your Honor. Counselors, appreciate you coming in a little early tonight. I'll try to make it worth your while. I have a slideshow set up for you, Sharon, if you could show that first slide.
Can you see that on the screen, Ross?
Yep, that's it.
Perfect. Thank you.
As you recall, council back in November was nice enough to put a contract together with Lane Council of Governments to have me help them with your 2023-24 budget preparation phase one. As part of that, I worked with a kickoff with council the week of December 14th. I met with the managers during the month of December and followed up with the managers during the month of December and talked about last year's budget, the process, what they were looking for in this year's process. And we did some review of some of the numbers. And then on January 6th, we did a work session with council to do goal setting and visioning. As a result of that, next slide, please. We created the following vision. I'm sorry, I gotta keep up with you here. We talked about what council wanted to see for the next 20 years. These are the results. I'm not gonna go through each one of them. This is mostly just a status update to show you that we touched the base that we talked about. We talked about the vision over the next 20 years. Next slide, please. We talked about what council wanted to see get done this year, still yet, on the budget. And staff took notes on this, and I think some of it they'll be coming to you with later this evening in the meeting. And then next slide, please. We talked about what the next 18 months were important to council. And this is what we'll be building into the budget as we work on the budget in the months to come. And you'll even see some of that happening this evening, I believe. So if you could go to the next slide, please. In the work with staff, I took a look at your last year's budget, went through all of the funds, made sure I was familiar with what was in them and what was anticipated to spend. I did some mathematics on it. I'm going to show you some of it here in a little bit. But as I went through the budget document, there were four or five things that I really think council should know about. If nothing else, just to get it out in the public. I don't think council has to take any action on it. But after a review of the budget, I found that $3,000 budget difference between the budget cover, between what happens if you add all the funds up and our appropriations that were filed with the state. There was a $3,000 difference. It was in the difference between the sewer fund, and I think we'll just note it to the auditors. It's not like money has been spent against that. There is no penalty or punishment. It's just a note that there is a difference, and the auditors will probably know about it. We'll be glad to stand up and say it happened. Excuse me. We took a look at the Water SDC Revenue Fund, and it was over budgeted by about $248,000. However, the appropriations were correct. So the budget document was wrong. The appropriations were correct, which is the document that's important to have correct. And no monies were spent against this. And it was a communication error between the budget maker and staff. On page 28 of the budget document, if you want to look at it, I found that there were several people working on the budget last year. And so I think some of these mistakes that are here are just that miscommunication. Hopefully this year we'll have a little tighter process. The third thing I review found that the water fund user fees did not include the increases recommended by the Water Advisory Committee. They were done after the budget process. $450,000 was budgeted, but the number did not reflect resolution R. I'm not seeing the number there, R798, raising the fee, and it should have made our resources closer to $600,000 from sale of water. This number will be included in our forecast. It was on page 24 of your budget document. You can see that user fees are $450,000 and they should have been $600,000. Could you go to the next slide, please? So the water fund also did not include a budget line for a planned project to replace meters for the city and upgrade our meter reading capabilities. This project should have been included as a line item for the water revenue fund. The water, let me see here, I'm reading off a list, the water depreciation fund and some from the SDCs. We haven't made that correction yet to those funds, but it'll be reflected as we start the budget process for next year. The next item is the beginning balance for the water depreciation fund was budgeted at $246,691, but the auditors took a look at this and their beginning balance was $30,575. This adjustment will be made to our forecast. No funds have been spent from this monies. It's I think, a Scribner's error. Somebody didn't, once again, you had four people working on the budget document and somebody just didn't get the message on that one. So once again, we'll correct this number in our forecast and start the year out next year with that reduced amount. No funds are planned to be spent from that $246,000. You haven't approved anything, so there's really no corrective action that council has to take at this time. Any questions on those five items? I'd be glad to talk about them as we stop here if you want to. Council?
No, sir.
I don't have any questions.
I don't either.
Okay, this is kind of the meat of the presentation for me this evening. Could you put up the next slide, please? A whole lot of numbers here, but basically I've been working with Kim and with the auditor's information, you can see to the far left column one, I've labeled them across the top one, two, three, four, five, and six. Column one is beginning balances, and the only beginning balance that was once again severely out of balance or wasn't representative of the money you actually had in the bank was the water depreciation fund, and we just talked about that where we had it in for $246,000 and it should have been $30,575. So if you go down column one, those are all the beginning balances that we started with at the beginning of the year. And you can see how much money we had in the bank, basically, at the bottom of the page, 300 or $3,350,000, basically. Column two is the revenue that we anticipate to get. So some of these numbers have been adjusted by staff and are more real, if you will, than our budgeted numbers. I heard once that a budget's good one day out of the year, and that's the day it's adopted. So the fact that these revenue numbers may not be reflected in the budget document you have is why we call it a forecast. So these are more reflective of our actual business situation. The same thing with column three, which is our expenses. Some of these numbers have been adjusted. For instance, the meter project is in these numbers. And once again, forecast, trying to get us a ending balance so we can begin next budget year and know how much money we have to spend. In column four, I like to take a look at our expenses less our contingency. So basically what I do in column four there is I back contingency out of our expenses, which is a little more indicative of how much money we expect to spend during the year, since contingency is kind of a balancing line item that lets balance the budget balance. The ultimate goal is that your revenue in column two is more than your expenses in column four. And if it's not, then you're drawing down on your beginning balance. If it is, then you're contributing to your beginning balance. So in column five, I use a contribution or draw. So you can see which funds are actually drawing down on your beginning balance. And I've highlighted those in yellow with, I've got some notes to the side. They may not make complete sense, but they're ways for me to talk to staff and for us to go back into those funds and try to push that number, make that number a little more realistic. There's some funds you just plan to take some of your beginning balances, especially your reserve accounts down towards the bottom. So you get a look there at how you're doing revenue versus expense less contingency. And then at the very far right, column six is our ending balance. So if you take your beginning balance and your contribution or draw, that becomes your ending balance. And that's what we'll start the budget year with next year. So a lot of numbers on this. You've got a lot of funds. A lot of money moves around. I feel like staff and myself have a fairly good handle on what our beginning balances will look like next year so that we can then plan accordingly in our budget document. So I'm not going to go through each one of the yellow highlighted areas unless one of the council members has a question. Councilors?
No, sir. You've explained it very well.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thanks. I did want to make it. I got some notes at the top there. Through all of these numbers and our forecast, we've been fortunate enough to save 7 months of the city administrator's salary was budgeted at 100% in the budget. So that's giving us a positive variance. However, some of that's been wiped out by wage increase and retro that wasn't necessarily budgeted. And then I will tell you that some of the funds that show our contribution draw being a draw has to do with projects that we've just included, system improvements or system developments, and there's no line item. And frankly, probably won't get any money out the door before the end of the year. So some of those negative drawdowns won't be as severe as they are. And I really feel like this is a conservative forecast, so I don't think you'll see less revenue than is indicated here. So anyway, hats off to Kim and Chief for helping me through with this stuff. And I think we're at a place where we've got something down and we can communicate to anybody who wants to know about it, about what our funds are looking like right now.
Excellent.
Okay, so we got through, this is gets me through task five, which is what you guys asked me to do in terms of preparing for the budget next year. Could I see the next slide, please? So task six was to lay out the budget process for 2023 and 24. And so this is the proposed or draft budget calendar. You all have a copy there in your notes. If there's anything on there that you don't think you can make or you want to change, I don't think you need to approve this tonight. I would intend to bring it back to you in March as the final budget calendar, along with a resolution to appoint a budget officer. I've been kind of reticent to ask you to appoint me as your budget officer, looking at the candidates we have. Both of them have a strong financial background for your new city administrator position. And my guess is they will want to be the budget officer, which they should be. And as soon as we make a decision on that position, I'll sit down with them and we'll come up with where we need to go for phase two of this agreement with Elkhart. Could you turn up the next page, please? As you see, we put, I outlined the tasks again that we started with. I've got all the way through task six. Task seven, I think, should be part of phase two. Certainly put that need to do or help out, but I think that's will come after I talk to the incoming city administrator. Once again, I think phase two will be more dependent on what your needs are after you make the administrator decision. And with that, I'll be glad to answer any questions you might have. Okay, crickets.
Does that conclude our work session,
Mr. Schultz? That's all I've got for you this evening.
That was a lot, and it was good. I appreciate you going through that very much.
You bet. You know, next time you ask for that forecast, the numbers will all change some. I don't expect to see a big swing, but we certainly, even tonight, we're refining that prior to the meeting. Some of those numbers have already changed. For instance, the general fund, which shows a drawdown of $128,000, swung by $77,000. Favorable tonight. That drawdown's only about $60,000. We're receiving a check from the homes that are planned to be built. So that's already getting better. Once again, this is kind of a living document. We'll keep it updated.
It is. Thank you very much.
You bet.
You're welcome. And with that, we'll go ahead and conclude our work session and take a 10-minute break before we begin our council session. And Rocky, do you want these copies?
Yes, thank you. You're welcome. Appreciate that.
Yes, please.
Make a motion we adjourn.
We are adjourned for work session. And we've got a 10-minute break.